And now we're going to meet Harry Borman, who is on a mission to see as many birds around the world as possible. He's a UK birder, but he lives in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and while working in Auckland, he's trying to get to as many places as he can to see what birds New Zealand has to offer. And he's currently ticking off as many birds as possible in a year. He's with me in the Auckland studio. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having me on the show.
When did you get enthusiastic about birds?
I was probably about 5 years old, so it's difficult to remember exactly what got me into it. But rumour has it that my uncle took me to see a kingfisher when I was really small, and I got super excited by the fact that it was there, and then started trying to see other birds like herons and stuff. This was back in the UK. And then it just became a bit of an addiction over time. So
there is something lovely about a kingfisher, kotahi, isn't there? I must admit, it was only a couple of years ago that I realised this wasn't a native New Zealand species. Are they around the world?
So the kingfisher that you have here, the sacred kingfisher, they are in other places as a subspecies here. The kingfisher, I mean, there's lots of different species of kingfishers all over the world. The one in New Zealand is also seen in Australia and the Pacific.
Is the kookaburra and the kingfisher related?
Yeah, they are kind of similar. They are part of the kingfisher family, but again, slightly different. I mean, it sort of depends on where you kind of split stuff, really. Mm. So, yeah, but they are kind of a type of kingfisher.
When did you get serious about birding?
My mum bought me this little book in the UK where you got points for seeing rarer birds
and
stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And after a bit of time...
That's a good idea.
Oh, it's a really good idea. I'd love something to exist like that in New Zealand. And then you get to send away for a badge once you get to a certain point and seeing all these rare species. And actually, I found that book at home about 10 years ago when I went back to the UK. And I was like, oh, I could actually send away for the badge now. But it took me a while when I was a kid to ever get that close. So I never actually sent off.
Yeah. Is there a finite number of birds in the UK?
There's quite a few birds in the UK. It's in a migration path, so lots of birds come over it. Perhaps, dare I say, a few more species than in New Zealand, but in New Zealand is where it gets really special for me. So.
Was it your birding that brought you to New Zealand?
Birding and a girlfriend that I met in the UK, he was Kiwi, so we came out here together. But, the idea, the prospect of going to a new country and seeing new birds like here in New Zealand was just too good to turn down. So, so it's partly the birds, but of course it's my girlfriend as well. So.
How long you been here for?
I think it's about 7.5 years that I've been in New Zealand for, so yeah.
And so how is it going? What's your big bird year project for 2021?
Yeah, so basically what I'm trying to do is see as many species within New Zealand as I possibly can within a 12-month period. There are lots of people who've written books about doing this in the US or Australia or across the world. There's even a film about a US bird race called The Big Year. So no one's really done it or in a dedicated way in New Zealand. And I thought, well, you know, we're probably not going to be travelling abroad anytime soon, or well, some people might be. I decided that this was going to be the year that I was going to take a lifelong ambition and actually try and do a big year in New Zealand and see how many I can get to.
Good.
So far, it's going quite well.
Yeah, so where are we? June 21st.
Mm.
And what's your year look like so far?
So currently I'm on 212 species. So
wow, that's amazing.
I'm quite chuffed with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
My goal at the beginning of the year was to try and get somewhere in a region of 220 plus.
Hmm.
So I've got 6 months to try and find some more. But of course, the more you see, the harder it gets. So it's actually getting quite tough at the moment to add anything new, but I've got a few plans up my sleeve to try and do that.
Yeah, so I won't ask you what you've seen. There's no rules, by the way, that it has to be a native.
No, so you can have introduced species. They just have to be classified as wild. So, there is some documentation on determining what's wild or not. Mm. It's sometimes a bit of a controversial area. But, yeah, we can count chaffinches, sparrows. You can't count anything in a zoo or anything like that.
Mm.
It needs to be a self-sustaining population.
Great. And do you take photos of them to prove it, or if you've just seen it for yourself, you tick it off?
It is based on an honesty system.
Yeah.
However, if I saw something that was particularly difficult to identify or had an incident, a few months ago, I saw something really far away out of Mirawai, out at sea, and I just I was probably 99.999% sure that that's what it was, but I didn't claim it. There's no way I'm going to get a photo of that. What was it, by the way? It's called Antarctic Fulmar. So, yeah, hopefully I'll get it down south later this year. But, yeah, so it's nice to have a photo. And, you know, some people may challenge you on it, but it is based on an honesty system. And, you know, we take quite a lot of pride in the honesty system, the birding community in New Zealand. So I don't think anyone's going to make stuff up.
Someone on tech says, what's all this with birder? We used to know them as twitchers.
Oh, yeah, twitchers is a term for birders. It's actually a type of bird watching. I often refer to it as it's someone a bit like myself who would go out of their way to extreme lengths to see one particular bird, which is essentially what I've been doing all year. So, yeah.
Okay, 212 species so far. Can you please tell me what's on your list that you haven't seen yet?
Yeah, so...
take it slow, I'm going to write them down.
Yeah, cool, okay. Well, there's quite a few, but it's mainly seabirds, so I need to get on as many boats as I can to go out at sea to see things like petrels and albatross quite far out. I also need to go to remote islands as well. So if I go to the Chatham Islands, there's certain birds that only breed on the Chatham Islands.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, it'd be a dream to see something like the Chatham Robin. I don't think I'm going to see it, but...
Is that out on Rangatira?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they have a...
That'd be cool to get out to that
It
island.
Would be. And the plan is to go out there, but view from a boat. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you need special, authority to get onto that island. But, you know, there is actually... You might be able to see stuff from a boat. It's just not easy. Probably won't see the robin, to be honest, but there are other birds there. And then, yes, mainly petrels, albatross. There is a bird called a shore plover that I would love to see. Unfortunately, they've had a few problems with pests on the islands where they have been previously around Auckland and near Wellington. So I'm unable to see those at the moment. But, yeah, I mean, the list is quite small, really. It's just lots of birds out at sea and also hoping for big winds to blow stuff from Australia or Asia over, which does happen.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
You just got to be in the right place and keep your eyes open.
You've got to be in the right place, or you can... there are reports that come through a service called eBird, which is, you know, designed for people providing data to estimate populations of birds, which is something that I'd encourage everyone to do. But that also enables me to get any reports, and I have hourly reports going off, so anything I need for my year, I'd get an email within the hour, and I'd know about it and then start costing up flights.
So, for example, if someone in Nelson spotted a bird that wasn't on your list and they said, we've got one here, you'd say, mate, I'm going to go.
I mean, I'd have to have a chat with work, obviously, first. But the general plan is that I'd be looking at the next weekend, start costing up flights and go, is this viable? Is it a bird that's likely to stick around for a couple of days? What's its movements been like in the past? And then a lot of the time I go for it. And I've had quite a lot of luck this year so far. I should stop saying that. But, I've been on a few big trips for one bird and actually managed to find it, which is actually quite unusual.
What's the day job, by the way?
So I do market research.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what has been your best experience so far this year?
Oh, I mean, it's really difficult to boil it down into one. We went to the Kermadec Islands a few months ago, and not many people have ever been there. And it was just spectacular. There's so many breeding birds. It was shortly after the earthquakes, actually, a couple of weeks after. And there are just so many birds that not many people have ever seen in New Zealand. Mm. I think on that trip we had three birds. It was the third time they'd ever been seen in New Zealand waters. And it was just so spectacular, the place that no one goes, you know, halfway towards Tonga, on a boat, just seeing all these, like, thousands and thousands of seabirds that you've just never seen in your life, and most people were never seen in their life. So that's definitely got to be one of the highlights. There's been a few occasions as well where I've done exactly what I was talking about earlier, where I've jumped on a flight for a particular bird that has been seen. And what seems to be the nature of my year so far is I go to a place, I look for this particular bird. It's not around for ages until shortly before I get my flight, suddenly things turn up. And I had that incident down by Nelson in Motueka over a friend of mine's house with a white-throated needletail, which should be in Australia. So it took me, I think I was sitting in a field for about 12 hours. And it was really hot, and I forgot my hat, and I was getting quite sunburnt, but and I couldn't take my eyes off the sky because it's a bird that just, like, it sleeps on the wing. It just flies constantly. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that's got to be a highlight. There's many others that I could probably talk to you about if we had more time. But
how did you eventually see it?
Just by constantly staring up at the sky, and then actually I was kind of thinking, do you know what? Maybe it's not going to fly right over my head. Maybe I'll just start scanning with my binoculars and having a look in the distances. And then I managed to see, I think there was 5 of them all together, all flying around above some mountains, and they were really distant, and I just got super excited. I thought, that's exactly what I came for, and I did it. And, you know, there's lots of stories which many bird watchers will tell you of going for these birds, spending hours and hours looking for them, and then you just never see them. But this was one of those occasions where I did see it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. Somebody's recommending Kaikoura albatross encounters.
Oh, yeah. So I've been there. Well, I've been there twice this year. I'm going again in the winter. I'll try and get different seasons in order to try and capture different birds. But yeah, Kaikoura, fantastic place. Love it. It's the easiest place to see seabirds in the country because you don't have to spend very long to get out there and into the waters where you get amazing albatross, petrels. So yeah, I'll be doing that.
What's the bird that comes in down from the mountains and crashes onto the road around Kaikoura?
Oh, right. So there's probably quite a few. It'd be some kind of petrel, probably. Maybe the Hutton Shearwater. I'm not sure.
Hutton yeah, Hutton Shearwater. That's
Hutton Shearwater, yeah. So, yeah, luckily I've got those on the list.
Okay.
So.
You're going to try to get to Tiritiri Matangi? That's pretty tricky.
Yeah.
Little Barrier. Hauturu, Little Barrier.
Yeah, so I have actually been in discussions trying to apply for a working weekend out there. I think they said to contact them in June actually again, so I better do that soon. But yeah, that's a place. I'm just trying to get to lots of remote islands, really. That's where all the birds are.
I thought the albatross would be quite easy to find.
Yeah, there's different species of them.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, I think I've had seen about 8 or 9 species so far this year, so I just need the rarer ones, and a lot of them are further down south, and each of the islands in the subantarctics might have a particular albatross breeding on it, and I need that one, or maybe I need one that flies occasionally over from Australia. So I've seen lots of albatross, but there are still more to see.
Are you keeping people up to date on a blog or anything like that?
Yeah, so I've got a Facebook page and an Instagram page, which is called Borman's Big Year NZ. And I think that, yeah, I do a video probably every week or so. If things get really exciting, I might do a collection of videos, sort of trying to really capture the moment as much as possible. So it's very difficult to photograph and video the birds themselves because they're often specks in the distance, but actually I'll just record myself doing a little kind of, I've just seen this. It's been amazing. I try and do that as close to the moment as I've actually seen it. Mm. So you kind of get that. Hopefully my excitement and passion comes through when I do it.
Is it hard to recognise the birds when they're flying, like what you're looking for?
Yeah, it can be, particularly seabirds. There's a lot of petrels, for example, in New Zealand that are just black, and unless you get a decent look at the bill and stuff, it can be quite tricky. I've actually got a lot of friends who are super experts, and they they might help verify birds for me or whatever if I'm a bit unsure, but if I'm unsure, it will not be counted on my list. So, yeah.
What does the girlfriend make of the hobby?
I think she thinks I'm mad. She can't understand it too much. She's very supportive, but I don't think she can relate to why I'm so obsessed with jumping on a plane at short notice and cancelling all my plans socially to go and see one particular bird. But she's known me for quite a long time now, so she knows that I would be doing this anyway. But this year it's been very extreme. And I told her next year, less birding for me, more time with her.
Someone tells me there's a flock of cockatoos near Raglan.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've seen that flock before, not this year. But I have seen cockatoo on my list this year. But thank you for the information. I know the group of birds.
Anything else you need our help with?
No, not really. If people can keep reporting stuff, eBird in particular is particularly useful because it's how we keep track of numbers of populations within New Zealand. That's what I'm using to document all the birds that I see. And if you can, anyone can download it. It's a free app. And, you know, it goes into population statistics that we're gathering as much as we can at the moment, and also helps me get my bird alerts, my reports. You know, so if a rare bird gets sighted that I need, it will come up on my emails within the hour, which is helpful for me, but it's also the greater good of helping the scientists with their bird population estimates.
Great. Thought you said nerd alert there for a moment.
Oh, well, it's pretty much the same thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Good on you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Cool. Okay.
Harry Borman, 212 birds so far in New Zealand this year and on a mission to get to, well, as far as he can get. He started off hoping for 220.